I'm Meredith.
And I'm Robin.
And this is My TV Family. Today, we're talking recent series finales with our special guest, Nicole.
Welcome back. As Meredith mentioned, we're talking about shows that we did or will say goodbye to in 2019.
But before we get to that, let's talk about some of our hot topics in television. Robin, I know you have a few.
Oh, I have an update to something I was very excited about on our last episode. Mm-hmm. My gal pal, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, hosted Saturday Night Live recently, and I thought she crushed it.
It was so good.
It was so good. I thought it was a strong episode all around.
Yeah.
I liked her monologue. I thought there were some really funny sketches. The Florida news segment.
Yes.
which I heard someone refer to as competitive racial bias.
Oh, that had me laughing really hard.
It was a really good one. But the thing that brought joy into my cold, dead heart was a fake promo on SNL for Love Island UK.
I knew that would be a good favorite of
yours. Oh, man. I've watched it 17,000 times. It got so many of the Love Island details just right. They even had the Love Island water bottles, which is a very important nuance. It absolutely killed me.
Adi Bryant trying to get off the
beanbag. Oh, so good. Yeah, it was really good. So one of my favorite women on the planet in a sketch making fun of my favorite guilty pleasure. It was just a dream come true.
It was really good. I love it. You've heard an English accent. You've heard a Scottish accent.
No, everything in between. and just a side note related to my girl Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who I'm going to talk about every episode until forever. But if you saw her and Bill Hader presenting at the Emmys and did not instantly tweet, "I'd watch the hell out of that rom-com," I don't have any hope for you. I have a little bit of a Bill Hader crush. Is that a weird fetish?
No, I think a lot of people were talking about how he's gotten more handsome as he's gotten older.
Well, isn't that neat how that happens for men? It's neat.
It's so
fun.
You go, Bill Hader.
Fun, sexy time.
Oh, but I can kind of ship the two of them. I don't know what her relationship status is.
She's married.
Oh. Then I take that back because I feel weird now.
yeah, so
I can ship them in an acting role.
Yeah,
on a rom.
You would watch the hell out of that rom-com.
I would, Robin.
So that is one of my hot topics. And then I know we both wanted to talk about one of our fave shows, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
This is just a gentle PSA. If you haven't heard, Netflix just pushed out Schitt's Creek season 5.
Yes.
So if you are not caught up, get out there and watch it.
Yeah, so good. And my hot topic is in that same category. Did you know that Schitt's Creek has a clothing sale where they're auctioning off their wardrobe?
I did see that, and I heard people saying like what they got and what they missed out on.
Oh, yeah. I think things are still available.
What are we going to buy, Meredith?
I don't know. I was thinking about, I'm like, whose wardrobe would you want to buy?
And David.
100%. I said David.
Yeah. I love it. I love his looks. I love the black and white sweaters.
The drop crotch shorts, yep. And the sweaters. Unfortunately,
like, that are too long in the sleeve that you can tuck your hands up into. So cozy.
Unfortunately, everything was a little out of my price range.
Oh.
Maybe like $400.
Oh, do you have something in a $20 price point?
And probably a little too small. But, you know, that's neither.
Oh, I love that we're both Davids.
Neither here nor there. Yeah, definitely David. Maybe Stevie. I'd rock
jeans.
Baggy jeans. No, I thought that was a really funny thing and a cool thing that they're doing, because I feel like those clothes are probably just wasting
sitting around. Moira's wigs are just hanging out, killing time.
And then I'm not sure why I'm always the one to break this news, but
oh, Lord.
Big Mouth is getting a spinoff.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
I know last time, it wasn't last time, but a while ago, I was the one who announced that they're got picked up for like 12,000 seasons.
With joy in your heart.
And now they're doing getting a spinoff for just the hormone monsters. I think it's called Human Resources.
That is fantastic.
I knew you'd be excited about that. I'm rolling my eyes while saying it, but
well, I know that is very exciting, and I will be very interested to see what happens with Big Mouth. They just introduced Ali Wong as a voice character.
Her. Yeah.
And the promo that they aired for it was kind of problematic. She's introduced as a pansexual character, and she gets up in front of the class and says what that means, and I think it was seen as transphobic to a lot of viewers. So, yeah, it was kind of a big old mess, which is just, it's hard when you're like, oh, here's a preview for something new. And then everyone just explodes on Twitter and was like, that's terrible. You suck.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for more Big Mouth reviews.
Well, I don't know anything about the content, but I do know that it is a grown-up cartoon, and so I'll trash it on the internet for any reason.
stick around for more news on Big Mouth from the biggest Big Mouth fan, Meredith.
Apparently, we're going to have a new segment called Meredith Talks About Big Mouth. Breaking news. All right, so let's get into what we're watching. Robin, I don't have a lot to report, so why don't you start?
Okay, with pleasure. I am slowly making my way through a docuseries. And no, Meredith, before you ask me, it is not couples therapy.
Oh, thank goodness.
Although that continues to be an absolute gem.
Oh, that still gives me so much anxiety.
Oh, it's so wonderful. the other documentary that I'm watching, you can call me a PBS nerd, Meredith.
PBS nerd. Did it.
Rude. But Ken Burns has a new documentary out called Country Music.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
It has like 1,700 episodes. not really. It's just crazy long. You know Ken Burns likes to be thorough. Mm-hmm. It starts from the very beginning of country music and goes all the way up to just about present day.
Okay.
And it has all of the greats, like not only they're talking about all of the greats and like how Johnny Cash got his start and how Willie Nelson got his start.
Yeah.
But they actually interview them. So they interview Willie, they interview Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
So they got everybody, like any living country star is on this documentary.
Let's do one for Waylon.
Oh, Willie, Waylon, and me. So even if you don't like country music, the stories are so interesting. And I like, especially in the beginning, how it talks about how all of the different genres of music that came together to create country and influence country.
Yeah.
That was super interesting. And, you know, plus there's also lots of juicy details and behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He and Sheehan and drinking and drugs and... Ooh, that Johnny Cash, he was bad to the bone, Meredith. I'll tell you some of the things he did after.
That's really interesting. So that's on PBS?
It is on PBS, and I feel like you can click on their little website and just watch the whole dang thing. Like, they're not trying to hide it from you like some of these other channels do.
That sounds like a good one for my husband and I to watch together.
Yeah, even if you're not a super huge country person, it's just, like, really, really interesting.
Well, we definitely like old country.
Yeah, I think you would like it. I want you to report back and let me know what you think.
We need something. We'll do it.
How about you? What's on your list?
You know, Robin, it's been kind of a slow TV week.
You know, Meredith, you put the work in last week. You watched all those dang pilots and new shows.
I don't know that anyone else would call watching an entire season of a show a slow TV week. Other than
I'm ashamed of you, Meredith. Ashamed.
Other than me. But I did finish all of Styling Hollywood.
Okay.
To be fair, it's only like 9 episodes.
That's our Netflix one, right?
Yeah. So that was with the two stylists who are married to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets better and better.
Really?
Like, yeah. Well, just the access to celebrities that you
celebs.
Get and watching how they decide what dress to put on them.
I do like that.
I find the clothing choices to be more interesting than the home styling, even though, or like the interior decorating, even though he does, Adair does style Dulé Hill's house. And, you know, I love Dulé Hill.
Did you fast forward through some of the houses? You do a little Karamo, a little fast forward?
You know, there's not a ton of homes. I'm trying to think. Maybe one or two other homes that they've done that was not like the Dulé Hill was like the whole season long because it was like a complete redo.
Okay.
But there weren't a ton. Like, each episode had, like, basically a brand new red carpet. Mm. You know, he eventually styles Serena Williams. And what I love is, like, he's styling a bunch of really big celebrities. But that he was, like, so excited to style Serena Williams. Yeah. Like, that was, like, really meaningful to him.
That's awesome.
So it's, you're like, yeah, everybody's, like, everyone a fangirl. Is
like, starstruck by someone.
Yeah. But especially like Serena Williams. So it's worth it. There is like major drama between one of the employees and Adair.
Is it real drama?
I can't tell. Mm. So it's, they've been best friends for a long time. Her name's Kafia. And like some of it got a little uncomfortable because she wants them to pay her more. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not interested in that. He doesn't think she works hard enough for it. And so sometimes it's like hard to know whose side you're on because it's like, is this an equity conversation?
She's like, you got that Netflix money, give me a raise.
But the lines are the lines are really blurred because they are friends.
Yeah.
And they work, and like she's always saying like, you, this is your company and your passion, like, so for you to work 100 hours a week or whatever is fine for you, but like
you can't expect that from me.
Yeah, so it is.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
The drama is kind of interesting, and again, it's hard to, for me, I couldn't choose a side necessarily because they are friends, so I think they talk to each other in a way that employer wouldn't. Ooh, talk to each other.
Blurred lines.
So but it's, I thought it was a really fun watch.
I'm gonna add that to my watch list, Meredith.
Yeah, you should. It's super easy to watch, and there are parts, it's kind of like in Queer Eye, you know, like the middle parts you could fast forward
the
through.
Karamo parts, you just fast forward.
There are some parts that you can fast forward through that you don't need to see, but then you get to see everyone on the red carpet. The one thing I don't like about the show is at the very end they show the look that they decided, like the dress.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on like this headless model. It's like an actual person, but they don't show it on the actual person.
Oh.
They show like the red carpet pictures of the celebrity.
But not them like walking?
And you see them in it, but then they want to show you the dress by itself, and they do it just like a nameless model. And I find it very.
That's not Serena.
I find it very weird that they would choose to do that.
No, I got to watch.
Because it's like we've seen it on the actual person. Like we know what we know what it looks like. Yeah, I don't know. That's like a really nitpicky thing to say, but I didn't watch a lot of TV, so I have to say something. What else have you watched?
So I have one other update, and that is that per some listener recommendations, I started The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Meredith, I had to catch up with your efforts and really try and bring it this week because...
Thank you, Robin.
I know,
thank
I've been
you.
Slacking, I'm sorry. So it is The Righteous Gemstones. It's about a super wealthy family that runs a mega church, and yes, their last name is Gemstone. So for example, to give you an idea of their wealth, they have three private jets. One's called the Father, one's called the Son, and one is called the Holy Spirit.
All
right. Just as a for instance, it has a really great cast. It has John Goodman, who plays the patriarch of this family.
Yeah.
You know, I've always loved him.
Yes.
I've mostly forgiven him for his Roseanne ways, but he's just great in it. Danny McBride plays one of his sons. You know him from every show that has ever made you feel uncomfortable on television.
Yeah, and he's like the showrunner, right?
That's right. It's his show.
He created the show, right?
So he's from Eastbound and Down, Vice Principals, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then Adam Devine plays the other son of John Goodman. You may know him as Bumper from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone from Pitch Perfect is having a moment this like TV season. They're all out there trying to do the dang shows with varying degrees of success. So it definitely has some laughs. I will be interested to see once we get deeper into the season what, if anything, it has to say about money and religion. Like, there's definitely a scandal brewing.
Yeah.
Dermot Mulroney's in it. I always get him and Dylan McDermott mixed up. It's Dermot Mulroney.
I've never seen him in the same room at the same time. Can't.
It's a Superman Clark Kent situation.
You can't convince me they are two separate people.
Anyway, I'm going to go with Dermot Mulroney. He plays like a competing pastor from a smaller church.
Yeah.
And the mega church is coming in and kind of taking away all the parishioners. So that's going to be a something. Like I said, there's a videotape that kind of surfaces that has some scandalous stuff on it as well. So there's some interesting things going on. One just little quibble, a note for sensitive listeners out there. There is so much male nudity in this show, Meredith. Oh. So very much.
And for that reason, I'm out.
You know what I'm going to say? SNO for me, dog. No, I watched it happily, but it's a lot. It is just a whole lot. And I remember thinking back in like HBO days of yesteryear when there was so much female nudity and thinking like, this isn't fair. There should be male nudity too. And I am here to tell you, Meredith, that is not the solution. Like, please, gentlemen, put it away. So that is not a equality front we need to be fighting on, ladies.
All right. I'll take it elsewhere.
Meredith, put down your signs, leave your picket line. One other family watch, if I may report, one other Leon family
I was so excited about the Survivor last time.
I know, we are just really playing outside and reading books and doing things as a family. Playing board games, but in our spare time, we've managed to squeeze in some TV time as a family. So we started watching The Masked Singer. This was on a recommendation from my son's cousins.
Okay.
My sweet nieces and nephew. They were really talking it up, and we just decided to give it a try.
You gotta give it a shot.
Here to tell you, I love the format. It is great. You can just check your brain at the door.
Okay, tell me what The Masked Singer is. All I thought it was is people dress up. Maybe let me try and tell you what I think it is, and you can tell me if I'm off.
It's very high concept.
People dress up in like a mascot outfit, right? Mm-hmm. Or uniform or whatever that you would call that. Sorry if that's
costume. Yeah.
And then they dance and people have to guess who it is.
So you are very close.
Okay.
They actually sing.
Oh, they have to sing. Actually, well, I guess it's in the name. Right there in the name. Dang it.
But it is, the costuming is disturbing and interesting. So they really tried to disguise who the people are. So like the heads are different sizes and shapes. And so you can't really get a feel for how tall people may or may not be.
Okay.
And they're all wearing gloves and like these big bulky costumes. So you can't really get it off of like body type. But they're all supposed to be famous people, which we'll get to.
Dancing with the Stars famous.
Oh, no. That would be a dream too far. So the other thing I will tell you is that the judges are a bit problematic.
Okay.
Robin Thicke is one of the
speaking
of blurred lines.
Yeah, I was going to say, I almost mentioned his name earlier and then I didn't want to.
Well, here we are. And he's one of the good ones. The other judge is Jenny McCarthy. You may remember her single-handedly bringing back the measles.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think of who else. Nobody else newsworthy or noteworthy. Those are the two that stick out in my head.
Third trifecta.
Yeah. So the funny thing is the level of the stars that the judges will guess that it is, like, and also the
Beyonce.
Literally, that is my favorite part of the show, is that like the judges are guessing these absurd things, and the people who live at my house and sit on my couch with me are like, "That's Adele," and I'm like, in what universe is Adele putting on a peacock suit and singing on Fox to Jenny McCarthy? Like, does that track Adele's life choices? So literally, they'll be like, yeah, it's definitely Beyonce. It's definitely Adele. And then it's like Terry Bradshaw. Spoiler alert.
Close.
Yeah, super close. Anyway, that's what I've been watching. What else is on your list, Meredith?
You know, I've had a lot of comfort watches lately, but you reminded me of a family watch, and we do have something we watch as a family.
Tell
me. It's sort of TV, but it's on YouTube. Not even YouTube Premium, guys. This
actual free YouTube.
This is for anyone. It's called Gourmet Makes, And it is a chef who works for the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen.
Ooh.
And she tries to recreate a gourmet version of just regular old, mostly junk food, like Pop-Tarts or Starburst or, I don't know, Hot Pockets.
Ooh.
And she tries to make it with, like, natural ingredients. So one of the things she does is lists off all the ingredients in there.
In the regular one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
She says that's her favorite part. And my kids are always like, that's your favorite part? This is the part I hate. And it's so interesting.
Sodium thioglycolate.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
They kind of speed through it. And then she goes through all of these. She made Doritos. She made, you know, and she tries to make them exactly in the right same dimensions,
really?
Same texture. She made Pringles, and they were really concerned.
I want to see these organic Pringles.
Well, they're not necessarily organic, but she tries to make them with just
healthier,
like,
things.
Or real ingredients, I should say. Like, real ingredients.
Man.
And so it is so interesting to watch. There's, like, a whole slew of characters in the, they call it the B&A test kitchen. They come in, and we have, my kids definitely have favorite other chefs.
Ooh.
Who do their own shows and who are also just like testers for Bon Appetit. And they come in and take, one guy comes and smells everything before he eats it and then takes teeny little bites. I don't know. It is very entertaining.
What is it called again?
It's called Gourmet Makes. So if you YouTube, like, I think Gourmet Makes, and it'll pop up. But
ooh,
it's a very fun watch to watch with your kids.
Okay.
We enjoy it. And she makes a ton of fun foods that you would eat and then tries to make them exactly right. And
man,
she goes, you know, she usually has like 4 days of failures before she gets it right.
Man.
So
now you're making me crave some Doritos.
So more family friendly watch. But
that's a hot tip. I'm going to check that out. Thanks, Meredith.
You're welcome. Should we get to our next segment?
I think we should.
All right. And here we have our interview with special guest Nicole.
All right. And our next topic is introducing a very special guest. We are joined live via satellite, kind of, by Nicole from Philadelphia. Hello, Nicole.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for hopping on with us. You are the jam. Nicole and I actually have known each other for a million years. We met through friends in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. But I feel like I've known you for a million years, but kind of like reconnected with you via our mutual love of pop culture on Twitter. I feel like anytime I am like up in arms about something about television or pop culture, you are like similarly up in arms and tweeting about it.
Yep.
So Nicole, can you tell the good people out in listener land a little bit about yourself?
So I live in Center City, Philly, and I'm actually a radio DJ. I'm on the radio here. I do afternoon drive for our country station, which is 92.5 XTU. I worked in radio since college, worked in top 40, worked in hip hop, worked in hot AC, and now I'm doing country, which I never thought that I would ever do in a million years. And it's so freaking fun, and I love it. And all the dudes are hot, so that is a plus.
I am loving that for you. I need you to also watch the new PBS docuseries.
Yes.
About country music.
Yes.
Talk about that.
It's on my list. It's on my list. And so I haven't mounted a cowboy just yet.
Wow.
It's on the schedule.
Nicole, I miss you so much. You
keep us posted.
Yeah, please do.
You post it. So I do afternoon drive, and it's cool. And I also host my own podcast. It's called Why Are You Following Me? And basically I interview people with large social followings in their own world. Basically people that I think are cool. So like, I have a holistic chef from Nashville that has like 80,000 followers. And I had Brandon Brooks, who plays on the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles. And then I had a Jillian Bell, who's, you know, an actress who's in Britney Runs a Marathon. And so I've had all these kind of like random people. I had Baked by Dan, who's a judge on Cake Wars on the Food Network. So
yeah,
it's basically people that kind of cross my path that are kind of really popular in their own world, but some people wouldn't know who if they exist. And so I just I love to talk to people. I love to interview. So it's a really cool way for me to interview people that don't necessarily have to do with music, if that makes sense. So like, I'm fortunate that I get to interview all the artists all the time, but I'm very interested, like, how do you actually make a cake taste good? And so the podcast.
I am also interested in that, Nicole.
I'm just interested in cake tasting good. So,
So it's called Why Are You Following Me? It's on iTunes and iHeartRadio and all the things. But I love and I'm obsessed with pop culture. I crave television. I always say, like, I'm super extroverted, but I also want to meet my, I want my husband to love me as much as I love laying on the couch watching TV.
Well, we hope that's a cowboy and that you find him soon.
Yeah. And I love that as like the Nicole elevator pitch. Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, speaking of TV, why don't you tell us what you're watching?
So I have a very eclectic taste. So I'm watching Ballers, which I love and which is almost over. I'm very upset about that. I actually like got into Almost Family, which is
tell us about that. People have opinions about that program, Nicole.
So here's the thing. Look, I don't like violence. I always say, like, I'm a lover, I'm a fighter. So the shows that I watch tend to be, I enjoy like a good like murder, like a mystery, but not gory. But then I also love a love story, and I love lawyers. I love lawyers because I'm a Leo and I'm a heart thinker, and lawyers are like cruel, but in like a really intelligent way. So I enjoy that as well.
Nicole, we are going to have to start asking our guests about their zodiac signs. Yes,
you have to.
I really love it.
There's a country artist, his name's Chris Lane, and he has a song out called I Don't Know About You, and one of the lines is, what's your name, what's your sign, when's your birthday? And I'm like, oh my God, I ask people that every day. It's like he heard me. So anyway. Lane,
isn't he the one who's engaged to Lauren B. from The Bachelorette?
Exactly. Good job. Okay.
Well, if it's related to The Bachelor in any way, I know country music.
I love people that know pop culture. It makes me very excited.
Connection.
So anyway, Almost Family, I like it because it's lighthearted, but it's also like a little, it's a little heavy, but it's still lighthearted. And I was pleasantly surprised by a couple of the twists, and you can kind of see where the storyline's going. And so I was like, okay, so like, this is kind of fun to watch. I do watch A Million Little Things, even though.
Ooh, This Ain't Us.
Yeah. But I stopped watching This Is Us actually, because I got sick of crying. Like, yeah. I heard literally that. Like, this is too much for me. I still follow along because it's such a big show.
Sure.
And so I really just got sick of being miserable after every even if it was heartwarming, I'm like, I'm crying every episode. Like, this is annoying.
Yeah.
This is something Meredith and I have talked about, is that you actually have permission to stop watching things that make you feel gross on the inside.
Which
is hard as a concept, right? Like,
yeah.
You want to stick with things. And if people are talking about it, you want to be in the know, but Kleenexes.
I think it's so great that like we live in the good thing about technology and social media is that like you can keep up on stuff and not necessarily watch it, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's like my friend Meredith in The Bachelor. She just watches it and fast forward.
Yeah. It's like sometimes you have to do that. I mean, same thing like The Masked Singer. I'm not going to sit through a whole episode of The Masked Singer, but I'm going to check Twitter to see who got eliminated.
Yeah, I want to know it was Tommy Chong. Like, come on, y'all.
It was Dr. Phil, not Dr. Phil, Dr. Drew last night.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, and like the same thing. Like, I never really thought that I would stop watching things, but I did stop watching Orange is the New Black. That got whack. Empire got whack. House of Cards got whack. And so I was just like, I'm done. And like How to Get Away with Murder, I can't stand it, but it literally is the last season. So I power through it. Yeah. It is so bad.
Yeah.
And then it makes me mad because Shonda had all these good shows that she ruined. And I'm like, how is How to Get Away with Murder still on the air? It's so bad.
This is like some relatable content, Nicole. Like, I feel like there are things that I'm just hanging on to because it's the last season, or I need to figure out what it happens, or like, I've already invested so much time and energy, I can't stop now. Riverdale.
And, that's the thing. And like, my theory on Shonda, really quick, is that she actually has really good ideas for a show. And like, season one and two are like, Scandal, like, literally was
so good. So good.
Like, the first 2.5-3 seasons were amazing, and then it got horrible, and I was miserable every Thursday, and it ended horrible, and I was like, you and I think that she's, what is it when you like to inflict pain on other people? Is that a sadist?
That's a sadist. Yep. Okay. You know, I also confuse the two. Yes.
So I think she's a little bit of a sadist. Like, she doesn't want people to get the happy ending. So, like, she sets up these amazing couples and then kills one or makes them leave the show or gets divorced. And it's very traumatic for me because I am such a romantic. It's like, I'll just go watch a Hallmark movie then, Shonda.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Do we know about her level of involvement? Like, does she, like, get something off the ground and then leave it in the hands of others to kind of drive it into a tree?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know for certain, but I think that it is.
Yeah.
She sure left Grey's Anatomy after a few seasons to go do, like, How to Get Away with Murder or Scandal or something.
Yeah.
Probably more than just a few seasons, but
she also had that show The Catch, which was
It
was so good, and they got rid and it didn't last. I'm like, why does freaking How to Get Away with Murder last?
I know. Like, but that was a really good show for the I watched the first season or two and I liked
Murder, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good.
And then I was not interested anymore.
I know. It's so weird. And the same thing with Suits. Like, I loved Suits. And, like, I binged it and ended up getting through, like, 7 seasons in 10 days. Like, I was up to, like,
4. Oh.
Yeah, it was.
This is the kind of commitment that we look for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The same thing with Scandal. Like, people were checking on me, like, were you all right? This is, like, 2 years ago. And I was like, I just need to get through. But with Suits, like the very last season was phenomenal. But like after Mike and Rachel, you know, Rachel, AKA the Duchess, left, then it sucked. And I was like, this is terrible, but I had to stick with it because it only was like a season and a half until it was actually over. So like, that's hard sometimes when you like love a show and then it sucks.
Loving a show that sucks. Yes, I could relate. And this is a perfect segue into our topic for today, which is series that are coming to a close in 2019. So recently ended shows or shows that we know are coming to an end this year. Suits is definitely on the list. And Nicole, I'm not trying to brag, but Meghan Markle was here 2 years ago for ATX TV Fest for a script reading of Suits. Really? And yeah, it was before they got married. Maybe it was 3 years ago. But man, the press and the crowds were bananas. And it was like one of those, like, she probably signed up to attend before her life got crazy and then had to fulfill her obligations, which, I mean, ain't that the rest of her life? But
yes.
Anyway, she's been to Austin, Nicole.
And I have not. You know,
I know.
I'm sure as being a duchess, there's a lot of things she's done that I haven't.
Just a few. I'm really interested about Suits because I fell off when Mike went to jail.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know how they're going to get back from this. Like, so I just couldn't get back into it. Well, I just decided not to.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to know that the last season was really good. And maybe I need some convincing to get back on it.
Yeah, I binged it. So I was like all in. And then it kind of got a little but then they left and then it got like horrible. And all my Suits people were agreeing. They were like, okay, this is because they drug out the Harvey and Donna thing way too long.
Yeah.
And so like that, and they didn't have anything because like because you had Mike and Rachel, it was okay that the Harvey and Donna thing was cat and mouse.
Yeah, it was kind of second story.
Yeah, and then Jessica left, but then Mike, so it was like Jessica, Mike, and Rachel left. It was like the whole thing, but Harvey was still there, and I think he was such a dynamic character, but then they brought in Katherine Heigl, which was just weird.
Oh, yeah, show killer.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Shonda was like, you're never going to work again unless it's USA Network.
You'll never work in this town again. Yeah.
I'm interested. Have you seen the new show Pearson?
I haven't. It's on the list, but the shows that I've already, like, I just haven't gotten into it yet.
I haven't checked it out either, but I'm interested. And it also has the girl from One Tree Hill, which got piqued my interest.
Yeah, that is really interesting. Yeah, I have it on, like, I have it on the list.
Yeah.
I just haven't, like, died. Because even, like, I still watch Modern Family, but not regularly. So there.
What?
Yeah, I do. It's in the
deep. That's on my list, too. That is, like, on the list of shows that I think were groundbreaking, and I love what they did to show America that love makes a family, and families can come in a million different ways, but, like, man, they went on for about 14 too many seasons, that program.
This is the last season, so I haven't watched this season yet. It's still sitting in the DVR, so it's, like, one of those, like, when it's a rainy Sunday, you know,
look out.
I mean? Then I'll
hold check. My calls.
Yeah, hold it up. But there really isn't any show right now that, like, I like run home and, like, have to watch, which kind of is upsetting.
That is upsetting.
That, yeah, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Have you tried Stumptown? That's, like, I'm trying to make that my must-see TV.
Ooh, no, I haven't.
Featuring Robin Scherbatsky from How I Met Your Mother. It looks pretty good. Meredith reports that it is quality network TV.
Yeah, and the dude, who's the guy with her? He's pretty hot, too.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a guy from New Girl. Yeah. Jake something or other.
Johnson.
Yeah, and you like it?
Yeah, you know what? I like it. I'm not going to, like, go to bat saying it's, like, the best show, but it kept my interest I watched the first two episodes.
Are those two together? Is that, like, a love interest we're supposed to be rooting for?
No, they're, like, best friends. Well, I'm sure you're supposed to be rooting for it, yes. But she's got a messy past, and so she's not ready to commit to anyone.
I like a gal with a messy past. I also love the guy from The New Girl and what's her nuts from The New Girl, their first kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ding dang, y'all. He's wearing a ladies jacket, a ladies trench coat from Banana Republic or Gap. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
So good. Anyway. But also, you know what was really cute, too? Take Two with Rachel Bilson. That didn't last.
Ooh, I missed that one. I love her, though.
Yeah, it was Eddie Cibrian and Rachel. Oh,
well, that guy.
Yeah.
He can pound sand.
It was fun, like, it was almost like, what's it called? Castle. I loved Castle.
Ooh. I like Nathan Fillion a whole lot. And I did like Castle. Did you watch, what was the show with Rachel Bilson?
Oh, Heart of Dixie?
Yeah, I never watched that.
Oh, my God. I love. So, like, that was, like, a run home to watch show. Suits was, like, a run home to watch show. Scandal was, like, a run home to watch show.
Nicole, I want that for you. We have to find something for you. Yeah. That makes me very sad.
I also want a husband. So, those two things. Like, yeah.
Okay. Let me write that down. Cowboy, run home and watch show, and husband. Got it.
What are your run home to watch shows?
I mean, right now, not a whole lot. Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team, obviously.
Ooh, okay. I gotta.
And
get
literally, it. Like, I mean, Superstore, I look forward to. But
oh yeah, I watch Superstore too. But that's more of, like, in the DVR type thing.
Yeah, I think that's, like, probably. Gosh, I don't know. Meredith, do you have a run home to watch?
I don't right now. I just finished Styling Hollywood. That's on Netflix. That was one that I was really into.
Guys, I feel deeply depressed
now. We just put out an episode about fall TV, and there's just, like, and we're going to talk about how there's so many shows that ended, and now we're, like, in the period where you have to wait for them to kind of build up, like, the new shows and, like, returning shows so that you can watch them all at once, or you have to watch them week to week, which is also depressing, but you know, sometimes we like The Good Place and you watch it week to week.
Right. Yeah, you know, really quick before we go over the stuff that ended, you know, a show that I really like that was so dumb that I watched, like, after the Young and Hungry. Did you ever watch that?
I didn't, but people love that.
Yeah, it was so good. And one of my friends is like, if you want, like, a fun, because she knows my personality, like, I wanted, like, a fun, cute, like, and it was, like, definitely raunchy. And, like, it was weird because it was on, like, Freeform or, like, ABC Family, but it had, like...
Oh, I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, it had those, like, raunchy undertones, but, like, it was really good. So I buzzed through that really fast.
You watch Younger, right?
Oh, yeah.
So was definitely... I mean, all of my, like, super excited shows are summer shows, I think. Like, I love The Bold Type. I love Younger. So I guess I should not say that TV is dead to me.
It's not dead. We've just watched
all of it.
Like, anytime
we've reached
there's
the end of the television.
Anytime there's a run home to watch show, we just, like, run home and watch it all. So
yeah.
Okay, Nicole, tell us what else you are super sad or kind of secretly super glad to see coming to an end this year.
So I was very upset that Jane the Virgin ended. So like,
oh, sadness.
Jane the Virgin and Suits both ended on me. And you know what show I loved? And they did, like, to wrap it up, they did like a, that 2-hour TV movie was Being Mary Jane.
Oh, people really love that show too. Would you recommend that?
I loved Being Mary Jane. Yeah, I thought it was. There was maybe like a season or two that I got a little weird. And then they
Friday Night Lights syndrome. And
I, you know, wait. This is so. You know what's so weird is that I was in New York this weekend and for the day, and I like love football, and I never watched Friday Night Lights, and shocked. And they're like, you need to stop what you're doing. What's wrong with you? Clear your calendar. Oh, my God.
That is a fact. That is 100% a fact. And
there's your show.
Yeah, that is a run. That is like a quit your job and watch. Forget like run home and watch. That will like suck up your life.
Right.
And
for next week. And I'm like, okay, I think that maybe I could actually do it. You know,
you need to hang up with us right now and go watch Friday Night Lights. I will tell you, just for something to keep on your in the back of your mind, Meredith and I actually had breakfast with one of the stars of Friday Night Lights last week, the hot one. So just go watch, please. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. Well, wait, how'd you have breakfast with
him? Well, it wasn't with him so much as next to him. And also, he wasn't aware that we were there, but I'm counting it.
Did you say anything?
Hell no. We're professionals because we're weenies.
Because we were too busy wiping the drool off our face.
Like, you should have asked him to be on the podcast.
Nicole, if you had been there, you would have 100% been like, hey, bud, like, let's be best friends. You want to come on my podcast and my friend's podcast? Great. But Meredith and I just sat there and ate our breakfast tacos like losers.
That's hilarious. Yes. So those are like the three the shows that like I was very and Ballers is ending too. So like Ballers, Jane the Virgin, Being Mary Jane, Suits all ended at the same in the same year. And I really like Insecure, and that's not coming back.
Oh my God. That's a run home and watch.
Right.
When's that coming back?
Not till January.
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
That's been
That show.
2020. Yeah. So I like love that show.
So give us your like two sentences about Jane the Virgin. Like you're caught up, you finished the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And how did you like the ending?
That's a run home to watch out. I thought it was perfect. Like I love a happy ending. And so I felt like they did what they needed to do in regards to like, you know, Rogelio and Zamara like are moving to New York and like I always liked her with Raphael. I hated Michael. I hated Michael. I always liked her with Raph because I always felt like Michael was like so perfect, but he was like creepy at the same time.
I have to tell you, Meredith is a Michael stan. So
really? Sorry, Meredith.
Okay. Well, first of all, stan feels like a little bit of an exaggeration.
She likes Jason too.
No. You're getting the wrong idea. I did not like Jason.
No one liked Jason, to be fair.
Right.
No, I was Team Michael for the first couple of years, for sure. But, like, it wasn't against Raph. It just, like, he didn't treat her very well for the first few years. So
then we were in a hotel lobby with Justin Baldoni and also didn't talk to him. So that's our brand, not talking to celebs.
And I think it's probably good for us.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're so – my God, you have all these opportunities. I think the thing with Jane, so I thought that Jane the Virgin was good because I thought Raph like had to grow up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he definitely evolved for sure.
He like evolved and like had to go through all the things. And like the thing about that show is that I always would say like it literally made you laugh, made you cry, shocked you, and like gave you all the feels at the same time.
Yeah.
Like the funny thing is I first started watching it on the plane when Robin and I's mutual friend Elisa was living in Houston and I was going to visit and I watched on the plane and like the whole weekend I was like, it's okay, everybody. I'm just going to go back. I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, I've been that girl.
Yeah. Just so I could like,
ooh, I'm bushed. Good night.
Yeah. Oh, I did that too with, you know, the show that I loved, was Kingdom, the show with Nick Jonas when he was
I don't know that one. Is that a boxing one?
It's a MMA show and it was on it was on Audience, which is not like a part of DirecTV. So like it was on iTunes, and then I had to illegally download it, and it was like a whole thing.
What?
Yeah. And then it only lasted like, I think, 3 seasons, but the last season was like so traumatic. Like I didn't even ever end up watching the last episode, but the first season was so good. I was in Vegas for work, and I like was literally like, okay, everybody, night at like 5 o'clock so I could go and like watch it. But
East Coast time zone's killing me. Gotta go to bed, y'all.
I was like, why are you so tired? You went to bed so early.
You're like, I don't want to be, what club do you want to be in? Club bed, as I binge watch, you know. So Jane, like, I remember watching it like the first couple season episodes, and I was like, oh my god, this is the most brilliant show. And like, here's the thing, and I'm sure that you guys feel this too, because you are so into TV and you are so into pop culture. When you're in it so much, like, you start to be able to predict things. So
I think
this television show to be smarter than me.
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. So I feel that, like, and some of my other TV watching friends feel the same pain. It's like, I need to be shocked. Like, I don't want to, like, I need to.
Yes, but not with violence or torture.
Correct.
You don't want to be predicting the whole thing. Then you're just like, what is this show?
Yeah, I want to be like, whoa, didn't see that coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at our house, we say we wrote this one. Like when you're like, oh, they're going to this and they're going to that. And then they literally this and that. I just say, oh, I wrote this episode.
Yeah, so like, so a lot of the shows I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? I do like when I'm shocked. And so I do think that it's a rare, and Jane the Virgin, like seeing Michael come back was, even though I wasn't, like, I kind of was like, okay, it's a telenovela, and I've literally watched every single soap opera my entire life. So it's like, I've watched all my children, General Hospital, Passions. So, like, I wasn't that shocked, but it still was shocking, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, that was, like, a super shock, for sure. Right. Like, I feel bad for anybody who got, like, spoiled on Twitter or something, because that was truly, like, one of the great shocks of modern TV history, for sure.
And it made the season premiere of 6 so exciting. Like, we looked forward to that so much. I feel like season 6, the first few episodes were really interesting, and then I've said this before, like, midway through was so boring to me.
Yeah.
They didn't have anywhere else to go. But I, you know, I appreciate the happy ending as well. I just could have used like half as many episodes.
You're so right. I felt the same way. Even my friend Colleen and I were like, wow, this needs to wrap it up. Like it got to wrap it up.
JTV.
Yeah. We're really dragging it out. So yeah. And so I do get always interested in like a new show. I try to get in a Bluff City Law. Like I've been trying.
Oh yeah.
Is
that my man Jimmy Smits, or is that a different one?
Yeah, Jimmy Smits. It's fine. I mean, I think I might need to give it a little bit more time to see what happens with it, but I felt more of like I enjoyed Almost Family more than Bluff City Law.
I will follow Jimmy Smits to the ends of the earth, but I might not follow him to Bluff City. Sorry.
You're like, sorry. But I like that you like Stumptown, so I'm gonna have to give it that a whirl.
Well, and I like that you're willing to give something a couple of episodes. That seems like something the networks are not willing to do. So,
right?
As a true fan of pop culture. Okay, we're going to do a quick lightning round here. And
I forgot that I loved Grand Hotel and they canceled that.
Oh, that's got my man Damien Brashear in it.
Like, so hot. Everybody, it was, and that had some shocks in it. I thought they did a really good job with that show, and they're like, done. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I was like, really? I thought that show was good. That was a run. I watched that. I would record The Bachelorette. And then, so I could fast forward through that. But I would like watch Grand Hotel in real time.
Ooh, now that is a statement. That's a ringing endorsement if you watch something in real time.
Yeah, right?
All right, we're going to go through. I'm going to add Grand Hotel to my list. That's been on my list for a while. So we're going to go through a couple other shows that were wrapping up in 2019, and feel free to jump in and shout your opinion. Ready, okay. Meredith, go.
So one that was my favorite was Veep. I think this season was like maybe one of the most ruthless seasons ever.
Yeah.
You saw them go to any lengths to get what they wanted, which like made me laugh, but also made me cringe and like need like comfort TV afterwards. When she sells out Gary at the end, just like broke me. It was really ruthless
at the end. I mean, I thought that I didn't like the end of Veep. I thought it was like, I don't know. I just was like, eh, I thought they could have done a better job wrapping it up. But I guess they went like super dark. So yeah, that was like the point of it. But she, I tell this line all the time. It's one of the lines she said where she goes, men hate women and women hate themselves. And I'm like, if that doesn't round up America right now, like, it's so true. And I just thought it was such a, I tell it to people all the time. People are like, I don't understand why the country's like this. I'm like, Selena Meyer said it best. Women hate men. I mean, men hate women and women hate themselves.
Oh, that's sad. That's why we all need Lizzo.
Yeah. Thanks, Veep, for keeping it hopeful.
But yeah, that season just like went out with like the worst of the worst, which like for people like us who like a happy ending didn't turn out so well, but I felt like they stuck with who they were.
Didn't you think it got a little heavy with the whole abortion thing?
I'm trying to remember that.
Like where they, what's her name? Her campaign manager or her,
what's her name from Band of Sisters? What's that movie?
Anna Chlumsky.
Yeah.
They don't handle, on that show, they don't handle anything delicately. And so, like, it's just really hard. It's just harsh on everything.
I did think you're right in the sense that, like, it was really harsh. I felt like a lot of the seasons were more, like, funny and kind of just, like, I don't know. In, like, the words were intense, but I thought season six was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, It did. The whole season made you just like feel a little sad. Yeah.
Thanks, Selena.
The other ones that were on the list, I talked about Suits a little bit. And then same with Kimmy Schmidt. I was like a huge fan of Kimmy Schmidt for the first few seasons, was so excited for her to come back. And then they did that weird, they brought season four back, like first six episodes. Yep. And then they waited like a year to give you the next six episodes or whatever. And I never came back for that second half. You
know, I never got into Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, first season, so good. Unbreakable.
Yeah, first two seasons maybe are just like, just so hilarious. Okay. I really love the characters. Like, each character is so perfect. The plot, the storyline by season four was kind of like a little played out.
What are we going to talk about here? It's so good, though.
But Titus Burgess is just
it's genius.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Robin, what else?
Okay, so as I mentioned, I kind of split my 2019 enders into three groups. And excuse me, it's funny, on the Emmys, they did like a shows that left us in 2019, but it was like the weirdest hodgepodge of like, what the hell show is that?
That sums up the Emmys.
Yeah, sure. The Emmys were a big old WTF. But anyway, there was so there was a ton of stuff missing, a couple of head scratchers. But here is the true list of things that are going off the air in 2019. Big Bang Theory, okay. Y'all. I am not made of wood. I will watch a broad CBS comedy. I definitely watched several seasons of that. Modern Family, we already talked about. Love them for their cultural impact, but not for the fact that they went on 12 seasons too long. The Affair, which starred our man Pacey.
I gave up on that.
For sure. These are ones that I watched for a bit and then jumped the hell off of that ship. Mr. Robot, anyone?
No.
So, you know, I love Christian Slater back from my Heather days, but and I love the crap out of some Freddie Mercury, but that show hurt my damn brain. Nicole, I think you talked about Orange is the New Black. I love that show at the beginning and like all of its focus on these like beautiful and heartbreaking stories about women. But talk about shows that like hurt you in the guts from the inside out. Like, I had to give myself permission to stop watching.
Yeah, same.
Nicole, did you ever watch Transparent?
No, but I heard that it was really good.
It's so good, but it's another one with people that are human garbage, like all of the characters. Jeffrey Tambor and his nonsense made it a little hard to stick with. The only character I loved on that show was the rabbi, played by our girl, Catherine Hahn. I just saw on Twitter kind of a litmus test for friendships. If you mention Catherine Hahn to someone and they don't immediately say, oh, I love her, right, that human is like automatically suspect as a person. So
she's the best.
So those were ones that I watched for at least a season or two and then jumped off of. Some that I watched till the very end were Broad City, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, You're the Worst, which I've talked about ad nauseum, Catastrophe, which I've also talked about ad nauseum, and Speechless, which I think was just like the best broad ABC show. So good. Did you ever watch that, Nicole?
How I watched a little bit of it, but I didn't get into it.
I think it was fantastic. Just really funny, great characters, really amazing portrayal of a mom with a child with special needs. Right. And I thought it was underloved and overlooked.
Yeah. Really, really quick. Did you guys have you got into the other two at all on Comedy Central?
Oh, Nicole, that's my favorite.
It's so good.
I adore that show. It's so good. Everybody needs to watch it. The other two, Comedy Central.
Back too. I think it's
say that soon. It is coming back. Yeah. I'll be interested to know how they kind of changed the story now that Chase Dreams doesn't want to chase his dreams anymore. Yeah. But yeah, I loved everything about that show. And as Meredith knows, I'm very fond of saying not in this climate to anybody in any situation. Ooh, in this climate. And then one other quick list of shows that are off this year that I'm trying to maybe revisit, iZombie, BoJack Horseman, Glow, and the Santa Clarita Diet.
Didn't get into any of those.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. But when talking about the other two, just reminded me, maybe, I don't know if the Detroiters, was that last year where it came off? Because that, I know I talk about it all the time, but the Detroiters was one of my very favorite shows of all time.
And that's Comedy Central.
I've heard of that. What's that?
So it says Sam Richardson, who is on Veep. He plays Richard Split on Veep, and
who's hilarious.
He's like one of my favorite actors of all time.
I have got to watch this show, Meredith.
And what's the other guy's name? It's his best friend in real life. Anyway, they play two kind of dummy friends who live in Detroit, and they run their dad's advertisement agency. It is just like one of my all-time favorite shows, and it got canceled, and I don't know if we can count that. It got canceled in 2019. Can we count that?
Yes, we'll count it.
I just recommend that to everybody.
Oh, well, I feel like we all got some picks that we can put on our run home and watch list, which will save me from a deep, dark sadness.
Like, it's good. I think this is good because it gives you, like, it gives me a list of stuff that I need to, like, you know, hunker down with. And when I look at my DVR, I'm like, there's nothing to watch. No, there is. There is.
See, I love the fact that you have a running list. That's how you know that we're one and the same.
Yeah, and
you have to.
You need to start with Friday Night Lights.
Oh, Nicole.
No, I know.
I'm going to check back in with you in a week. And if you have not made serious progress, big trouble, young lady.
Literally, my friend Julia and my friend Scott, like, almost fell off the chair. They're like, how do you, you love pop culture. You are obsessed with football. Your high school basically was Friday Night Lights. What is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, you will love it. I'm going to whisper a little phrase into your ear to remember. Tim Riggins. Yeah. Tim Riggins.
Yeah. Okay. Done. Oh, really? I also forgot. I'm obsessed with Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I love that.
I might have to have you back on to talk about that.
And I don't necessarily like period pieces, but I'm like so into that. Yeah.
Nicole, where can people find you on social?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Nicole is Nick. So NICOLE is NIK. And yeah, that's it. That's the
Nicole.
Me.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us and chatting. So
fun. I know. Of course, like, we could talk for like another 3 hours about TV. It's like,
come out of your shell, Nicole.
Get on a roll.
All right, dear. Thank you again. We loved it.
Thanks, Nicole. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week.
A big thanks to Nicole for coming on and talking with us. And thank you for listening. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can reach us at mytvfamilypod@gmail.com.
Hey, everybody. You know the best way to celebrate spooky season?
Ooh.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Boo.
Bye.
Bye.